Well, Biomar's fish feed factory at Wesleyvale is now up and running and has even started exporting to New Zealand. It was built on the site of an old particle board mill with a capacity to produce 110,000 tonnes of feed a year. Company's managing director David White says while the build was $13 million over the initial estimate, it was still within its plans.
Budget always moves as you uncover, you know, certainly in an old particle board site, which was built in times when people weren't maybe quite as diligent about how they did things and how they disposed of things. So there were a few Easter eggs for us to find in that process, which did creep the cost up a little bit, but no, they were all within our contingency, so we're pretty happy with that.
So what was the final build cost?
$69 million.
Take us through from a process point of view, from start to finish, what comes in first?
Okay. So there'll be a collection of different dry ingredients that come in, so things like wheat, fish meal, there'll be other plant meals like soy protein concentrate, there'll be wheat gluten, things like that. Then also there'll be some marine-based ingredients, so fish meal predominantly, also some krill. Then we'll bring in some what we call land animal products, so that would be byproducts of the poultry industry, and most notably. And so they'll come in, so that effectively makes our dry mix, a mixture of marine, vegetable and land animal protein. And then to that, we then have liquid additions, which are predominantly fish oil and canola oil. Well, right now we're set up to do around about 110,000 tonnes a year with that system. We have got a few options to tweak and expand that a little bit. Obviously, the big thing is to make sure that the customers are there and that the fish are doing well. And then growing the business with the fish and with the customers as their aspirations change and their businesses grow.
And how close to that are you at the moment?
Difficult to say. Right now, we're probably running at about 50% capacity right now in terms of what we could be doing. But again, we're just meeting demand. So as we move forward, our capacity is building all the time. But it's a little bit hard to give you a number just because we won't know till we get there.
And in terms of meeting demand, you've already started exporting to New Zealand, I think, is that right?
That's right, yeah. So we had our first export shipments go out last few weeks to a customer there. We've got another few trials underway around the place, some up on the Big Island, up in Australia. And again, obviously a big part of us, what we do is we prove our biological performance, we prove our capability as a supplier. And then that gives customers confidence to deal with us. So obviously a lot of customers were interested in taking from us and waiting for us to commission the mill, because obviously trying to bring feed in for overseas, which Biomar have done very, very successfully for almost 15 years into Australia, there are some customers who prefer a local supplier and who prefer the shortened logistic chain to get to them. So those are the customers now that have been ones who've expressed an interest previously that we're now able to service directly. So it's a really positive start for us.
How many employees do you have here at the moment?
At the moment there's 43 on site, and that's everything from planning, raw material intake, the formulations team are here, the R&D team are here, right the way through to production dispatch. So everyone's single site here.
And is that going to increase soon, or is that pretty full now?
There's room for it to grow as we get up towards maximum capacity, and obviously as we deepen our technical involvement in projects around the place, there might well be some strengthening of the support teams, like technical team, R&D teams. But yeah, so we'll grow to the size we need to be. Certainly we're looking at a few more jobs here, and obviously the other spin-off jobs around us, freight providers, things like that, will also benefit from us doing well, which is obviously in all of our minds and hearts at the moment, is to develop the business as well as we can, as quickly as we can.
In terms of inputs, what's coming from Tasmania?
Mainly the grains at the moment are coming from Tasmania. We're working with some farmers here to try and develop potentially some vegetable sources of ingredients. But again, a lot of the, because of the size of Tasmania, it's and the need to take in processed materials effectively, or pre-processed materials for some things, then it's some materials are unlikely to ever come from here, but we are working on some local sourcing projects to try and maximise our offtake, if you like, of Tasmanian ingredients.
So a lot of your ingredients need to be milled or processed before they can actually come here to the factory, and that obviously doesn't happen here in Tasmania?
Yeah, so for some of the ingredients, if we fed, say, whole soya, then there are some anti-nutritionals in soya that would mean that the fish wouldn't actually do that well in it. They might actually become quite sick. So the soya has to be processed to take those anti-nutritional compounds out. So you know, even if there was a Tasmanian soya plantation, then we would probably still need to process that into a better form for the fish before we use it as an ingredient in the feed.
In terms of percentage of imports, could you put a number on it for Tasmanian or an Australian produce?
It would probably be around, at the moment, it would probably be around maybe 35 to 40% of our ingredients are coming from Australia, Tasmania, and the balance are coming from overseas. I don't know how that will shift, but I mean, obviously our intent is to maximise the amount coming from Tasmania and Australia. It makes perfect sense when you have a feed mill here to do that. It shortens your supply chains, shortens the amount of stock you need to hold, all of that sort of stuff. So important for us to do that. But at the moment, the key for us is to make sure we're offering a safe, sustainable, high-performance product to our customers.
And in terms of the Australian imports, what's the Tasmania mainland breakdown?
Tasmania mainland breakdown would probably be around 50-50 between Tasmania and mainland. Maybe a little bit more like, say, 30-70 right now, but hopefully getting to around 50-50 by probably middle of next year.
And just to go through those again, like specifically what sort of grains or vegetable crops would ending up here?
Mainly wheat here at the moment, but obviously there are some local crops such as peas, potentially faba beans, also lupins, sweet lupin would also be suitable for growing here in this climate. But again, what we have to look at is the degree of processing that we would need to do on those crops before we could bring them in. And again, that's going to mean partnering up and achieving some kind of critical mass in order to make it economically the right thing for someone to do here.
I'll bet you didn't know that fish eat peas. There you go. David White, Managing Director of BioMar Australia, the owners of a new fish feed plant at Wesleyvale in the northwest. He was chatting there to Hugh Hogan.